Well, here we are gathering on a Monday morning. A merry, merry Monday to you all.
It's a snowless Monday, so...
It was a very snowy Sunday, I'll tell you.
Yes, it was. Do you guys have a good weekend? What'd you do?
Well, I was at the John Branyon, he kind of closed out a very busy evening, the couple's night out. You know, you kind of wondered with the weather. It was packed. There were 420 people in attendance. I mean, they were having to squeeze people in at tables. So anyhow, it was great. And I'll share with you kind of throughout the morning maybe a little bit of what John Branyon had to say. But one of the things he said, it sounds like he and his wife have a couple of kids. And so he had this setting up that their first child is sort of an angel. And so the second child, Timothy, maybe not as much the angel. And he indicated, he said, if you have more than one child, you likely have one you refer to as that child.
Yeah.
And you tell your spouse, do you know what your child did today? It was very funny. And again, you can catch some of his comedy on Netflix and plenty of it online, too.
Very fun.
I almost broke my big toe. I was to be helpful up at mom and dad's after lunch, trying to get it. You know, so everybody, maybe I'm just assuming, but I assume most people have some sort of a cupboard or a drawer where you put like your Cool Whip containers and such for leftovers. And so I was sliding one out, and someone, I'm guessing perhaps one of my younger brothers, had left one of those, they're wonderful quality, but heavy Pyrex bowls.
Yes.
You know, you have kind of the stretchy lid, and these, I mean, they're just great for all sorts of things. Shout out to Pyrex, pay us now. And that was very tippy, and again, precariously positioned, and dropped right on my big toe. And what I realized is, the thing about your big toe is there's not a lot of fat on it.
No.
It's pretty much just like a little skin on top of some bone.
Yeah.
And man, that hurt. And it ached all day long.
I'm sure.
And I'm just kind of limping around. I got out of the rest of the dishes. So
nice.
There was a win with that. But yeah, so that's what I did.
You never
this
appreciate a body part until it's injured, right?
Right.
To that extent. You're like, thank you so much for this, especially when you're healthy.
Well, you know how Paul compares like the church, you know, the weaker parts. Yeah. It's like, wow, you know what? Every part is vital because you sure feel it when it's in pain.
Absolutely. Indeed, you do. We got out and enjoyed some of the snow. Took the kids sledding on Saturday. They had a good time. And then on Sunday, Dean and I went snowshoeing in the afternoon.
Saw your picture on Facebook.
Whereabouts?
Yeah, it was good. We went down at Otter Creek.
Nice.
Otter Creek Park. Yeah, it's right there, and they have great trails, and it's beautiful. So it was good.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Lots of fun was had by all.
I did snow driving rather than snowshoeing, and so that was...
I did some snow blowing last night.
Yeah. With this weather we have coming in, you might want to just keep some snowshoes in your car in case you need to trek out.
It might be a quicker commute to work in some cases.
Right?
So you never know what's going through the mind of your kids. I've got a wonderful 15-year-old daughter named Grace. She's a sophomore in high school, and she's been taking some cooking classes, and now she's started a baking class.
Wow.
Amongst her other things. And she loves to get in the kitchen. And so yesterday, she lets me know, you know, it's just a terrible snowstorm, and I went back to pick up my other kids who stayed, you know, get a little meal at Cancun and Chipotle, and I'm bringing them back, and she's like, could you pick up some strawberries on the way? I'm like, Grace, we just hope to make it home.
Right.
But Evelyn said she had some extras upstairs, and so lo and behold, my treat for you this morning is, how about chocolate-dipped strawberries?
Whoa.
For real?
She made so many. I mean, I've had two so far. They were very good. So one for each of you.
Oh,
thank you very much.
So
Caleb
favorite.
And Hillary. And again, you know,
and this is a white chocolate.
Yeah, it's a white chocolate.
Can we
now
eat
during
them now?
Valentine's week, go for it. There's the crunch. It's good, isn't it? I mean, you get the
chocolate
strawberry.
Dipped strawberries. This is, can I say, this is what my husband brings me when he's apologizing for something.
We've been hearing a lot of the Valentine's ads where you hear about more than any other time of the year, the chocolate dipped strawberries. Now, I didn't officially ask Grace, so I may have some punishment for this or something to answer.
Oh, you just took these for us?
I took these two.
Please
I took
show
two
him
on
some
my
grace,
own.
Grace.
But there was, there you go. There was
so
a good,
good
number. She dipped quite a few. She did not go small, but there you go.
Oh,
these are
you're
excellent.
Mm-hmm. Okay, he's my favorite co-host. Sorry, Caleb. What are you going to do to catch up?
No, I think she should put these up for order.
I mean,
click
you
on the radio microphone in the top right-hand corner. Use promo code HOWLBALL.
Christmas cookies, but what about, you know, Valentine's chocolate-dipped strawberries? So there you go.
That is delightful.
Now, a less delightful snack comes from Japan.
Everyone's
pretty busy multitasking, you know, kind of part of our lives. Well, chips, it's usually a two-hand job, right? One hand to hold the bag or the canister, the other one to grab the chips out. So they aren't really multitasking friendly. And then you get greasy hands. You get smudges on your phone screen because you're probably using that as well. a Japanese company has come up with drinkable chips. Now, it's not some puree. It's a tube of broken up chips. You can pour them into your mouth. Think of what happens to a Pringles can when you knock them over like my son did in Walmart on Saturday. And then daddy's like, you know what? I can't in good conscience put those back on the shelf. So, yes, we are going to buy them. But, yeah, drinkable snack-style chips.
That's different.
See, I will do that. I fully admit at the bottom of a bag of chips or Pringles, when there's the little bits, I will drink, so to speak, those. But to do that for the entire canister, no thank you.
Yeah.
The thing with Pringles, going back to the beginning, they're just so different because chips always, you know, they came in a bag. I remember Jay's potato chips as a kid. Right. You know, they're broken and this and that. And there was just like, the Pringles are all put together and they're all the same.
Tidy and orderly.
But and now, then there's that once you pop, you can't stop. And my wife was like, check it for MSG.
She's a good woman.
So we hear all about these studies, and there's studies that say, hey, you can have ice cream for breakfast. Hey, chocolate cake will make you lose weight. How about this one? Doesn't seem quite as satisfying. New study finds smelling foods may ward off hunger cravings.
Just smelling them.
So
really? I thought it's kind of the opposite.
Right? Like if I smell the chocolate chip cookies, I want smell the cake, I want the cake.
I've probably said more than I need to about trying to do low carb, low sugar because I'm just trying to get some communal support because it's not real fun. But my brother did this thing called the Whole 30. Some of you may have heard about it. He lost 16 pounds in 30 days, which doesn't seem terribly healthy. But this new diet, I guess, is the smell-it diet. Researchers at the University of South Florida say that just smelling high-calorie foods may satisfy your hunger cravings. It comes down to the length of exposure to the food's aromas. They said those who smelled cookies for just 30 seconds were more likely to want a cookie than those who smelled them for longer than 2 minutes. So I guess there's some sort of cutoff in there
you know
where it's
why?
Like if you've resisted
because
that long.
Because by the time I've smelled the cookie for 2 minutes, I've eaten one.
Right?
I mean...
You're honest.
Study authors say the smell of the meal signals satisfaction in the brain as much as actually eating it. I find that hard to believe.
I find that very hard to believe.
Yeah.
I mean, if I just sniffed and snuffed the chocolate-covered strawberries that Mark brought in from Grace, thank you, Grace.
Wasn't the same.
It wouldn't have been nearly as satisfying as biting into that juicy red strawberry coated with white chocolate.
It was delicious.
With a nice crunch in there.
Right. You know,
I made
chocolate chip banana bread.
Nice.
This weekend. And
I don't see any of it in here.
It's because it's all gone. It's how I got my children out of bed on Saturday. Because the smell, the aroma drew them out of their slumber. Alyssa was like, why am I out of bed? Why am I out of bed? It's not even 11. I'm like, I'm sorry. Eat some chocolate chip banana bread.
That just makes everything better.
Yes. Everything is good when it smells good, and then you eat it, and it tastes good.
We got some more cute pups, right?
We do. People keep sending us pictures. And Bernie, it says, is a purebred yellow lab.
We were right then.
Yeah, he's very energetic and loves to chew.
Whose dog
whatever
is this?
He can
this
get
is
his
Mike
teeth
from
into.
Rice Lake that we're talking about before the break. So Bernie, they're 6-month-old yellow lab.
Yeah.
Love it, Mike.
So fun. Keep sending us. Tell us why you love your furry friends and why they are a great Valentine to have.
Well, many, many folks are going to be going out to eat for Valentine's Day this coming weekend, maybe. And with that comes maybe a lot of pressures on some of our great wait staff, the servers who suddenly have this huge influx of folks. And we thought we might regale you with a few tales of things that servers have actually heard, real questions that servers have actually been asked in their restaurants.
These are great. These are hilarious.
I mean, they don't make a ton of money. They rely on tips, and then they have to put up with some of our
antics
queries as well.
I cannot wait to share these.
Okay.
For instance, is there chicken in your vegetarian gumbo?
It's vegetarian. How many pieces are in the 8-piece chicken deal?
I wonder.
Actual question.
Count them up.
Actual questions. I love this one. The deal I found on the internet said 2 adult meals for $22, but the bill shows me that you charged me for 2 meals at $11 each.
Math. It's safe, kids.
Wow.
Actual questions customers have asked their server in a restaurant. How much is the $1.99 popcorn chicken?
Whew. Yeah, when was the War of 1812? All right. Hey, after we went through the drive-thru, we changed our minds and decided to eat inside, but my son already ate his french fries, so will you give him another one?
No, he ate that.
Who asks that? Someone did.
Okay, I can kind of see this one. Is the honey mustard sauce sweet? Okay, because sometimes honey mustard sauce can be a little less
sure,
sweet.
We'll give them a pass on that one, sure.
Usually it's pretty sweet.
But there's honey there.
Actual questions customers have asked their server in a restaurant. Your sign says open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week. But when we tried to come Saturday night around 11:30 p.m., you guys were closed.
Yep.
Yeah, because we close at 10 o'clock every night of the week.
Yeah. Okay.
That's great. Does your ice cream contain dairy products?
Usually. These ham and cheese rolls, do they have ham in them?
Just wondering.
What else would it be? They're ham and cheese
Actual
rolls.
Questions that have been asked.
Please be kind to your server. Tip them generously when you go out, especially on Valentine's. It's going to be a harried and hectic week.
I have to admit, though, do you know how often, like, I'm in a store and I finally find someone to help me and I ask them only to have the answer, like, sitting right there? It's a little, so many times. And then I just, I have to own it. When you ask something that obviously doesn't need asking, you just got to own it. That's all you can do.
I had the best answer from my server at Cancun and Chippewa yesterday because at the end, I came late, right? I had to take two kids home, came back to get two more.
Sure.
And ordered my chicken tenders there. And so then I'm like picking up, I just need my bill. He's like, your friend already paid it. That's the best answer to get.
That's the best answer
ever. There we go. Thank you.
Thank you, friend. Absolutely. That is a good friend.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.